there's just something about Bitcoin, right? Above 60,000 right now, amid all these hopes that Bitcoin will actually become institutionalized vehicle. They want an ETF for Bitcoin. Is that good or bad, really? I have a lot to say on this. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I'm Trish. And yes, it looks like it's inching closer to possibly having approval from the federal government for an ETF, an exchange-traded fund. You know, on the one hand, it's good, right? Because it's actually going to make it a little bit more user-friendly and a little bit more institutionalized in that it will be accepted. And so maybe we won't have to worry as much about the government suddenly saying one day, okay, no more Bitcoin. But simultaneously, the problem with this is one of the reasons people liked it was because it was a currency, right? An actual currency. So you didn't face the same kind of tax obligations, if you would. And that sort of was part of its appeal. So now if it's traded via this vehicle, well, those that are in that vehicle would face certain tax liabilities. But, you know, that's their problem, I suppose. I suppose as an investor in Bitcoin, one should welcome the institutionalization, if you would, of it, because it would make it a bit more secure. That said, you know, one of the reasons people like Bitcoin is because it hasn't been institutionalized. And so it's a little free from some of the regulations that govern other vehicles. I've followed Bitcoin for a really, really long time. I remember when it was first introduced as a way to pay for something. This is like at least a decade ago. And I was there at a nightclub the very first time Bitcoin was ever used in a transaction. So you could buy your beer or your cocktails at this one bar in New York City with Bitcoin. And that was still sort of in the early stages. I mean, maybe it might have gone up to $1,000 a coin and everybody was like, wow. But I've been covering this since it was $100 a coin. And it has just swelled and grown in popularity in a massive way, which I think is good. I think that, you know, we need some alternatives, if you would, to the US dollar, given the depreciation of the dollar that we are seeing and will continue to see. I mean, I've been sort of pounding the table on this for some time. All the inflation data you saw it this week indicates, again, we are seeing more and more inflation. You got the supply chain issues, which are contributing to the inflation, but also just all the money printing from the Fed, which hopefully will start to subside in the month of November. They said that they're going to scale back on all that bond purchasing. So it's a tap dance. Look, Jerome Powell is like Fred Astaire right now, and I hope he can keep it going. I hope that the economy will strengthen enough to continue supporting some really good earnings. We got great earnings this week from the banks. We need that momentum to continue. I've been bullish on banks, by the way, because I like banks even in a higher interest rate environment. Assuming, of course, that there's no 2008-like scenario, I do want to go back to Bitcoin and warn you of this. There is a headline out this week. The Bank of England is warning, or an official anyway that works for the Bank of England is warning that cryptocurrencies could cause a 2008 level style meltdown. Remember 2008? That was pretty scary, scary, scary stuff. And they're concerned basically that this market has just ballooned so much. I mean, it was $16 billion. We're $16 billion 5 years ago. It's now worth $2.3 trillion today. That's a lot of money. I mean, the subprime mortgage market, think about this as a comparison, was worth about $1.2 trillion in 2008. So you're telling me that Bitcoin and all of its cousins is worth $2.3 trillion today? So keep in mind as well that this is totally unregulated. I mean, you might argue that mortgages were significantly more regulated, even though that whole sector had its own kinds of problems. And so this deputy governor for financial stability at the Bank of England, John Cunliffe, is issuing a warning that cryptocurrencies could spark a global financial crisis unless there are some regulations put into place. I mean, it's one of the reasons why, again, I just keep encouraging people, don't put your eggs in one basket, all your eggs in one basket. You want to have a diversified portfolio. You want to prepare both for the Armageddon style scenario that they talk about in 2008 with this particular Bank of England official, as well as being able to manage the inflation concerns that are really hitting us very, very hard. I mean, when you see the cost of everything just going up and you see that wages really aren't keeping pace with that, what it means is you need to prepare if you ever want to retire and you ever want to stay in the same neighborhood and live in the same town where prices are just going to keep going up. You need to prepare for that. It's one of the reasons why I like gold. Legacy Precious Metals is one of the sponsors of this program, and I'm so glad to have partnered with them because they can help you navigate the pretty challenging environment that gold investing really is. LegacyPMInvestments.com is their website. They've got a free guide that you can download there, or you can give them a call. You can tell them I sent you. I know the folks over there really well. The founder, you know, they've been in business more than 40 years, and they have helped people. They've helped people iron out these fluctuations. I mean, gold is just something that I consider part of any well-rounded portfolio. So give them a ring, 866-589-0560, 866-589-0560. They can help you with something like a gold IRA. They can help you if you want the gold delivered to your house and stored in your basement. I learned something really interesting the other day. I hadn't realized this. Do you know that you can put like $1 million worth of gold into a shoebox? So it doesn't take up as much room as you would think. That's a lot of gold. Anyway, it's something that is worth looking at in light of all the inflation going on. I like it because in good times, it tends to do well. In bad times, it's one of those things that kind of helps you get through to the other side. And given that we don't really know how this is going, it's a worthwhile investment. I think so. I mean, we were seeing this week that it's really approaching that $1,800 level. One would think theoretically next step, 2,000. I told a family member to buy it 20 years ago when it was trading under $300 an ounce. And she did really well on that trade. Anyway, take a look at it. Call my friends at Legacy Precious Metals, LegacyPMInvestments.com, 866-589-0560. Tell them I sent you and good luck to you on that front. But I want to go back to the Bank of England. The deputy governor there for financial stability, John Cunliffe, is warning that these cryptocurrencies could spark a global financial crisis unless there are these tough regulations that get introduced. So I get it. Of course, they want to regulate this market. It's wild, right, to think that they've got this market out there that is so crazy and has become effectively a wild west. I think that it's important to think of the size. I mean, I did not actually realize, full disclosure, I did not realize it had become so magnificently huge. I mean, at least in comparison to the subprime mortgage market, it's effectively double, right? And we know what the subprime mortgage market did. So the question is, how many financial institutions, individuals are levered in ways that would be problematic? I love the cryptocurrency. I've obviously been a believer in it for some time, going way back to the beginning. But when it starts to become so big, you do have to worry about whether it could trigger something, given its lack of regulation, that would be really problematic for the economy. So I leave you with that thought as we go into the weekend. I encourage you to go to trishintel.com where you can get more on Bitcoin. We've done a lot of reporting on this. I think it's an important space. So trishintel.com for that. Sign up for my daily newsletter where you can get all the stories that we're watching. You can get the podcast delivered direct to your inbox and have a wonderful weekend. I will see you right back here, as always, on Monday.